Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you tuned into this local radio station for the good stuff. We're Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska, to lighten your day here just for the next few minutes anyway. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Indeed. You know, they have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists. They have classified ads specific to what you're looking for or wanting to get rid of. Special interest sections, local, national, and international livestock industry news. It's all available. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Hey, come say hi to us right here in the Valentine area. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come on down for a bull bash in February, right around the same time as Valentine's Day. So maybe take your sweetheart to Valentine, Nebraska for Valentine's Day in 2026. Check out things to do at visitvalentine.com.
And Mike, I came across this. It's called A Thousand Marbles, and I wondered if you would do the honors.
A thousand marbles?
A thousand marbles.
I'm not sure I can count that high.
I don't think you have to count that high.
Okay. So the older I get, the more I enjoy Saturday mornings. Perhaps it's the quiet solitude that comes with being the first to rise, or maybe it's the unbounded joy of not having to be at work. Either way, the first few hours of a Saturday morning are the most enjoyable. A few weeks ago, I was shuffling toward the garage with a steaming cup of coffee in one hand and the morning paper in the other. What began as a typical Saturday morning turned into one of those lessons that life seems to hand you from time to time. So, let me tell you about it. I turned the dial up into the phone portion of the band on my ham radio in order to listen to a Saturday morning swap net. Along the way, I came across an older-sounding chap with a tremendous signal and a golden voice. You know the kind. He sounded like he should be on the broadcasting business. Well, he was telling whomever he was talking with about a thousand marbles. I was intrigued and stopped to listen to what he'd say. Well, Tom, it sure sounds like you're busy with your job. I'm sure they pay you well, but it's a shame you have to be away from your home and your family so much. Hard to believe a young fellow should have to work 60 or 70 hours a week to make ends meet. It's too bad you missed your daughter's dance recital, he continued. Let me tell you something that has helped me keep my own priorities. And that's when he began to explain his theory of a thousand marbles. You see, I sat down one day and did a little arithmetic. The average person lives about 75 years. I know, some live a little more, some a little less, but on average, about 75 years. Now then, I multiplied 75 times 52 and came up with 3,900, which is the number of Saturdays that the average person has in their entire lifetime. Now, stick with me, Tom. I'm getting to the important part. It took me until I was 55 years old to think about all this detail, he went on, and by that time, I had lived through over 2,800 Saturdays. I got to thinking that if I lived to be 75, I only had about 1,000 of them left to enjoy. So I went to a toy store and bought every single marble they had. I ended up having to visit three stores to get around 1,000 marbles, and I took them home and put them inside a large clear plastic container right in the shack next to my gear. Every Saturday since then, I have taken one marble out and thrown it away. I found that by watching the marbles diminish, I focused more on the really important things in life. There's nothing like watching your time here on Earth run out to help get your priorities straight. Now, let me tell you one last thing before I sign off with you and take my lovely wife out for breakfast this morning. I took the very last marble out of the container. I figured that if I make it until next Saturday, then I've been given a little extra time. And the one thing that we can all use is a little more time. It was nice to meet you, Tom. I hope you spend more time with your family, and I hope to meet you again here on the band. This is a 75-year-old man, K9NZQ, clear, and going QRT. Good morning. You could have heard a pin drop on the band when this fellow signed off. I guess he gave us all a lot to think about. I had planned to work on the antenna that morning, and then I was going to meet up with a few ham operators to work on the next club newsletter. Instead, I went upstairs, woke my wife. Come on, honey, I'm going to take you and the kids to breakfast. What brought this on? She asked with a smile. Oh, nothing special. It's just been a long time since we spent Saturday together with the kids. And hey, can we stop at a toy store while we're out? I need to buy some marbles. 1,000 marbles for you here today on The Good Stuff.